Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 317, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist,
yeah!
A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Thursday, December 14th, 2023. It is, Miles. It is Thursday, December 14th.
It is. Wow. Martyred Intellectuals Day. It's National Jesus Alabama Christ. Day. National.
You have to go so hard December 14th.
December 14th is not fucking around. National Booyabaisse Day. And also Monkey Day.
Wow.
That's such a wild spread. Alabama Booyabaisse. Monkeys and Martyred Intellectuals is
Martyred Intellectuals. What is Alabama Booyabaisse?
No, I mean Alabama Day.
Alabama has a day.
And then bouillabaisse. Yeah.
I feel like that would be like a gravy-based bouillabaisse or something.
Or, you know, like crawdads or something. You get down the gulf.
Get down crawdads down there with a bit of the snake in there.
Okay.
Okay,
James.
My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Trust me, I've got education. Trust me, I've seen bones before. It's much too big to be a femur. It looks like a big dick and balls. Hey, what the heck's a dinosaur?
Ooh.
All in all, it's just a giant dick with hard balls. Nails, sticks the landing, blinky heck.
Ooh.
Those balls are so hard on the femur.
Yeah.
I'll keep doing it. You guys keep providing the guy who was confused and thought dinosaur bone was giant balls and dick, and I will keep singing them.
Yeah, we
making
can't
blinky
stop.
Heck.
We can't
cannot
stop.
Cannot stop, and I won't stop. Who said that? We won't be quoting that person. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
It's Miles Gray, a.k.a. Pay Me, and later Pay Me, so I can get that. Huge transaction. And that is Johnny Davis with a reference to Shohei Ohtani's massive $700 million contract for the Dodgers.
But he's like,
Dodgers.
You can give it to me later. That's fine. Just give it
like,
to
make
me forever.
It. He's, but you know, he said, if I'm getting paid this much, I also have to deliver on this. So we'll see. It's funny how like
he's
so many
the new
people...
Bobby Bonilla, though, right? Like he's getting paid $2 million a year on a $700 million contract.
It's something. Well, isn't it? Well, it broke down to 70 a year is how it breaks down. But yeah, I don't know. Dude. When it's that many millions, I don't know what anything is anymore.
You're on Sports Talk with Miles and Jack. The phones
man.
Are lighting up.
I don't know what anything is anymore, man. I'm having an existential crisis, bro.
Yeah. That's the caller.
That's the caller. Oh, okay.
Just because, yeah, Ohtani deferring all that money, I just...
What the heck's going
it's
on?
It's like, does capitalism even matter? It's yeah, been is, my mainframe. My
the money ruled everything.
Operating system up to this point. What do I do? Yeah. Miles, we got a Hall of Famer. We got one of the faces on Mount Zeitmore.
The Green Jacket's out.
The Green Jacket's out. It's a brilliant stand-up comedian who you've seen on all the TV channels, MTV, Comedy Central, NBC, True TV, E, mm-hmm. Fuse. If you watch mm-hmm. a lot of TV, you're very familiar with her work.
Yeah.
Her first hour special, Live from the Big Dog, mm-hmm. is available now on Live Nation's live entertainment streamer, Veeps. It's Blair Saki!
Blair!
What's up, Zeit Gang?
Oh, my what up, God, Blair.
God, it feels so great to be back. It feels like mountain air in my lungs.
Oh, my goodness. You're back. Chris.
Cool. And also, if you take too big an inhale, sometimes it'll just make your lungs pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
So you got to be careful.
Pop, crackle,
careful with
snap.
That breath work.
Careful snap, crackle, with that breath. Those lungs. Circular what's, breathing.
Blair, what's new? It's been too long. Been
it's
too
been
long.
It's been way too long. Why you guys been hiding from me? I'm trying to see my dogs over here.
Big dogs.
I know. Live from the big dog.
It's wonderful to have you back.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? Where have you been?
Oh, Lord, guys, I have been all over the goddamn place. I have been to every freaking state in this great nation. I was on the road like 3 weekends a year since January. I have one more date this weekend. But yeah, it's been mayhem.
Yeah. What? I mean,
congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing some big, big venues. I was like, let the people know. Let the people be blessed with the gospel of Blair.
Those are Anthony Jeselnik's shows that are like thousands.
And I know.
Those are not mine.
But either way, you got, you know, with Anthony taking you, that's just a great, that's just, I mean, I was so, I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I'm excited for
you.
The special's dope. For all y'all who know Blair, you absolutely have to check out the stand-up
special. You're
going
to love it.
You're going to fucking love it.
That's so nice. That means so much to me.
It's it.
You've seen this great nation. You've seen a million faces. You've rocked them all. Do you have anything to report back? What do you think? How's the nation doing? A plus?
A plus. No, no
it's a
notes.
Great country.
No,
great notes, country. America.
No notes. No ideas on improvement. My main idea on improvement that sticks out in my head is I would like to ban loud cars and motorcycles.
Yes.
Maybe when the aliens come down, I'll put that first on the list.
Yeah.
First God. Up, loud cars and motorcycles.
Take the people out. Yeah, the people who have the loud cars, especially because you don't need them anymore. They don't. Those are speakers inside your engine that have been put there. That's true.
People want to willfully disturb others, which I find abominable.
It's so annoying. They want to disturb others with the thesis of, wee, look at me. That's their whole reason for doing it.
Right.
Yeah, I will forcefully disturb you and you will be able to do nothing about it. Sort of some sick power control thing.
Yeah.
Just letting people know.
The Mustang,
Charger. I got fucking 8 cylinders under this fucking hood. You fucking feel me?
You have a fucking speaker.
Now guess what?
Muffler, weirdo.
And now I'm going to traumatize your infant that's trying to sleep. And you're like, fuck.
That's
not
very
appropriate.
Annoying.
Yeah. Formative memory.
And then maybe they get into loud cars and it's like, no, this needs to end with these people.
It's only hurt people. It's really hurt people, and I have to try and dig deep somewhere in the well to find compassion for them, that they would be doing something so insane.
Yeah.
All right, Blair, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. We are going to talk about Senator Ron Johnson, who saw the ghost of truth during an interview and was spooked. Seemed very
just
scared.
Fucking bailed mid-lie. It's amazing.
We're going to talk about the Tesla recall. We're going to talk about BuzzFeed's most out-of-touch celebrity moments of 2023. Thank you, BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed's still out here doing their work, doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the top gift. Is it Act 3 might end up being just like a weird review of the boring Black Mirror episode that we all live in, because we got a Christmas gift that looks like a gag, like a Like in the, you know how cigarettes were replaced by e-cigarettes? Like this is like the ball gag has
digital
been replaced
ball gag.
By an e-gag.
Bluetooth and, ball gag, yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's got too many straps that go around your head and your neck.
Yeah.
I don't like it, Miles.
Well, just let me explain. I'll explain why it's completely unnecessary when we get to that story.
All of that. Plenty more, but first, Blair, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, well, the top of my search history, I just looked, said, how fast can you cure a cat allergy?
Ooh.
Is that possible? Is there a cure for it, or is it just you got to take shit?
Just got to do lines of cat dander.
Yeah, maybe right. I was just being hopeful, because...
Yeah.
Right.
I'm truly ashamed of my animal allergies. Like, that's something I honestly really hold tight to the chest because I find it humiliating.
Do you have multiple pet allergies? Like, are you allergic to all
animals? Yeah, really, like, allergic to everything. And I love pets so much. Like, I love cats. I love dogs. Like, I usually still snuggle them to my own demise.
Wow. And wait, so why did you look up cat allergy recently? Is something going on? You got a new cat? Someone's got a new cat?
Well, I just decided to once again try to fight reality and think about how I could have my own cat.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, the one thing I remember hearing was like that the allergy is really from stuff in their saliva, right? And
yeah, and I did do a cursory Google as I shared, and they said there's a special food that you can give to the cat that reduces human allergy by 70%. I've never heard that before, but who knows?
That would be the only thing, aside from just taking like allergy medicine every day of your fucking life.
Oh, yeah, I take the allergy medicine. I got those things down the hatch, no problem.
Okay.
I got the allergy shots for many years of my life, and those work.
Did they work?
Yeah, they
I
worked
did it
for
once
me.
And I just didn't finish it.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
There's
for
your
like,
problem.
Yeah. So there's your problem. You're going to want to finish it. The hack that worked for me was doing it in fourth grade. And so I just got out of school for like every week on Wednesdays for like an hour and got jabbed. And it made me impossibly strong. Invincible to cat fur.
I can snuggle cats.
Cats were one of my allergies.
Wait, it's
gone? That's why they call you Mr.
Fucking
Jab.
Everything else. Mr. Jab. Mr. Yeah. They call me Needles.
Needles O'Brien.
Seems like it should be a tough nickname, but it actually isn't. Needles?
Yeah.
It just sounds like I like tease people in a way that's like kind of not very nice.
It's like he actually just collects like pine needles. It's kind of a really niche hobby. Yeah, it's
that's freaky.
That's like Mr.
Freaky Jack.
Like he'd be in Mr. Glasses Posse or something.
Yeah. And this is my guy, Mr. Needles. Look at him. What's he doing with all that?
At the right angle,
trash.
I'm very effective, but I'm incredibly easy to break. I snap so easily, which kind of makes it scary. Anyways, yeah, cats are great. I'm still a little allergic to cats.
Yeah, I knew it. I was waiting for it. Come on.
It didn't work perfectly. Okay.
Yeah.
But dog allergy. I've lived with dogs for much of my adult life, and that went away. So
I'm getting a dog for sure. I'm going to defy reality.
I thought you were gonna say defile.
Defile.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, Blair.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, defy
you
your
know
reality.
Me.
Fuck a dog, Blair.
Defile reality. No, defile
it's been
reality.
Years at this point. Come on, you know I wouldn't fuck a dog.
Okay. No, I didn't know that's where you were gonna go with it. It's just like, just something is being defiled.
Just make somebody else do it in front of you.
Yeah, I'm sick. Oh my god, Michael Vick asses.
Yeah. Do we think that like the first hour special being live from the big dog is you trying to defy reality and being like, I live
in a
big
dog.
Yeah. Next to a big dog.
Clifford.
Yeah. I have revealed so much in the first 5 minutes of this podcast. I have never shared about my true humiliation of these animal allergies. Aww. And now the entire Zeitgeist family knows the truth.
Yeah.
You don't have to be humiliated. That's unavoidable.
I mean, also,
watch
it's
not a moral failing.
Check Blair's special out. It's chock full of humiliations that I didn't know
about. If you really want to see Blair humiliated.
If you want to hear about someone pissing their gray sweatpants, that might be the special
true
for
story.
You.
Story. Well, not a lot of people can recover from that and still
I'll just leave that.
High school.
I'll just leave that there. Yo, just teasing, teasing. Check the special out. Check the special out. So specific.
Yeah, fellow piss partner.
Gray sweatpants. So specific.
Yeah, that is.
It's a visual. Yeah,
gotta avoid those. What is something you think is overrated, Blair?
Oh, thank you for asking, Jack. Boy, do I have an idea for you. Okay. Overrated? I don't want a small salad bowl. Okay. I need a big daddy salad bowl. I need room to work without shrapnel going everywhere. I need room to throw elbows like Ron Artest.
You need a Dexter room to eat that
while
salad.
While I'm eating salad in my gigantic bowl, I'm digging in a well. I'm finding creatures down there without any fear of lettuce flying out, okay? Yeah. I'm working. I'm swirling. Can't do that with a small salad bowl.
Yeah. What, how big are we talking? Like, what's a small salad bowl versus...
You want to be able to get some torso in there? Like, some of your torso?
Yeah. I want to go elbow above deep. Elbow.
Oh, above elbow. Shit, okay.
Small, wow. These small salad bowls, you know the ones that are the standard size. They're the standard size, these little tiny bowls. I said, this is not correct for a salad. Oh, a plate?
Oh, no.
Do not even get me started on salad on a plate. In a restaurant that you pay to go to, these people are sick.
Yeah. Maybe if you give me a cubicle with like dividers around it.
Yes.
But otherwise, shit is going to be, there will be projectiles and people are going to have to like take cover.
Blair, there's casualties, there's liabilities. I don't want to do that.
Is your like salad eating style just fucking Tasmanian devil? Is that the deal?
Just a blur of forks and
teeth. Miles, you would think that. You would think that, but it's not. I'm slow, I'm steady, I'm polite. I just don't want to be sort of feeling castrated in that situation, okay? I'm trying to have it be a relaxing, spa-like experience. I'm not trying to do too much. I'm just being appropriate. I'm just saying there's a flaw in the system of what we're doing right now and what we have been doing.
Yeah, whenever I eat a salad, like I eat a Trader Joe's bag salad, I eat that in a gigantic mixing bowl. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. That's peace. That's peace. That's well-being.
Because you got to toss it too yourself. You can't do that shit in a tiny. I can't get jiggy with no fucking tiny bowl when I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah. How am I supposed to spread the salad dressing in a tiny bowl when there's no room to eat, but there's not even any air in there?
Thank you. Thank you.
And do you toss? Do you put like the salad dressing on and then put something over the top and like shake it up? Or are you mixing it? How are you doing that?
I'm even more delicate than that. I'm lighter than that. I just do a quick swirl with the spork. I'm not trying to do anything crazy. I just think these people are gaslighting with these tiny bowls.
You know what I do? I do dressing in the bowl first. Then the leaves.
The cereal hack?
That's smart, Miles. That's like a Pinterest bitch.
That's just how they do it. That's how every time I watch like behind the scenes shit in like a restaurant, they'll like dress the bowl and then put the leaves in and then
do they
toss
really?
It like that.
Yeah.
Damn, man. That just fucking blew my mind. That's great. Great advice.
Because then all you do is like if you just keep scooping from the bottom, like all of the dressings there and it kind of mixes really well. So anyway.
Little Blair's right. It does sound like some Pinterest ass like
it does.
I actually make my nachos on my tabletop, just directly on the tabletop.
Yeah.
Type shit. But
sloppy style.
Yeah, sloppy style. What is something you think is underrated, Blair?
Thank you for asking, Jack.
Oh
I'll
my God,
tell you
you're
right
so
now.
Polite.
Something that I think is underrated. And look, I'm just gonna be honest with the Zeit Gang. I'm gonna go Italian chopped salad. Okay. Oh. That salad's got everything I freaking need in there. All right. I'm not looking for a dainty ass healthy salad, okay? I want the cheese. I want the salami. I want the garbanzo beans. Mm-hmm. I want the kick of, a sliced pepperoncini, some onions in there. All right, I'm getting an herby vinaigrette in there. Oof. It's chopped. Everything's chopped every which way. No one's trying to be the star. It's egalitarian in there. And then the melange, everything coming together is something
that
melange,
she said.
It's what a burst. The fuck? It's a fire. It's 110% every single time. I want to
call
it right
you
now.
Lindsay Lohan melange. Because you like it herby and fully loaded.
Wow.
Whoa!
Motherfucker. Okay. Ghostwriting now. We're ghostwriting.
Whoa, Jack coming out swinging this morning.
Holy
That's
shit.
Right.
My God. Wow. Wait, Blair, have you seen... I actually thought of you when you just, actually, I just thought of you just now.
Thank you.
As you were speaking.
I just thought of you.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I was thinking of Blair also.
Blair, you're right now. That is fucking wild.
That's so fucking wild.
Did you see the chopped Italian sandwich thing that was going viral on the internet?
No, I did not.
So people are taking like the ingredients of like an Italian like hero, like, you know, some just, you know, like provolone, mortadella, salami, like whatever meats you would have along with your banana peppers, lettuce, oil, vinegar. And they're like just chopping the shit up into one like kind of just mixing like a just a chopped version. Everything's chopped in together. And then you fill a fucking hero with it. And then you eat it like that. And people are always like, it looks not great. But so many people, like when I see people eat it, they're like, actually, this shit is fucking amazing.
Oh, that sounds honestly incredible to me. I was just scanning my mental Rolodex of breads that I feel would be perfect match for that. Oh my God, that looks good.
Right, Miles so is sharing his screen.
You all lay it out on a cutting board.
The meat.
Then you fuck it up. Chop it all up like that. There's my guy right there. Season it, okay?
Okay.
And then you put it in the fucking, the hero, and then you got, boom.
Oh!
Yeah, we do have a science question. Oh. Like, how do we keep it all together, you know? The science question that has come up now twice is how keep salad together?
Right.
You know, how keep salad from flying around? I feel like maybe if you took the hero bread and you scooped it just a little bit, so that it was like a little bit hollowed, but you still had all the crustiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just you made a little divot in there.
Okay.
That might do it.
I love a hot toasted sourdough roll that I just cut and put that in. Have you tried it, Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this just you're just
No, I haven't tried it, but like I've just been seeing it constantly on the internet and TikTok the last couple of months, and I was like, what the fuck?
Look, I'm glad I know about it because this is happening for me this week. Okay.
I'm glad. And that's why I'm so glad I just thought of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. As we were talking about
the
chopped salad.
I've already been thoroughly educated this morning.
Are the gabons in there? Is there the gabons?
Yeah, come on, of course.
Does it go garbanzi in there?
For the sandwich?
The bonds?
Yeah, I'm putting them in the sandwich. I'm not going right on those.
You're putting it?
All
right.
Oh, yeah, man. That thing might as well be drumming for Led Zeppelin, the way the Bonds is in there.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans, and yet There's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back. And Ren Johnson, who is a Republican senator, I'm told. Is this right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
He's just goldmine of bad public comments.
Some of the least thought out things he will say out loud.
Yeah.
And also just like bad faith arguments all over the place and outright lies. Like he'll always have something to say about like Ukraine or that like January 6th was all those people were crisis Fed actors. They're all feds and it's not real. Okay. And then you look at, they're like, but that's a person telling you they're real. It's like, No. It's a setup. So he's willing to say fucking anything because he's a broken man. And this week he was on CNN to talk about the recent controversy that happened in his state of Wisconsin, right? So there was like these GOP electors.
Ron Johnson.
Yeah, okay. Ren Johnson. Yeah. Ren Johnson is another guy. But, you know, all these like GOP electors in that state, like basically these MAGA freaks, they said back in 2020, they're like, Trump actually won in 2020. And that's where our votes should go. And that is called fraud. So pro-democracy groups sued these people seeking $200,000 each, but they settled with no fines. All they had to do was admit that they are lying pieces of shit and that Joe Biden is, in fact, our one true king. And then they could go about their business. And also, they cannot work as electors in any political race involving Donald Trump. So that's like sort of the context. He goes on Caitlin Collins' show on CNN, and she's merely asking Ron Johnson, like, you know, like, isn't this like a objectively like bad thing, right? To be like a fraudulent elector. And he goes full fantasy town on this question. And it's like, Democrats do this all the time. But sadly, he was asked the enemy of all liars, which is a follow up question.
No,
and it doesn't go.
What?
Yeah, I know it doesn't go.
What is
go
it?
Well.
Why are you still talking?
Oh, Ron.
So the thing he's claiming Democrats do all the time is like try and overthrow the legitimate election results.
That Democrats also use fake electors to win elections or say that this, that, or the other happened when in fact it did not. But here he is. Let's hear it from his own mouth.
Sells out of a nuisance lawsuit. They agreed to get to settle a nuisance lawsuit that never should have been brought.
So you think it's fine that someone...
lawsuit. It's a travesty of justice.
You think it's fine that someone who tried to overturn a legitimate election is still on a board...
Democrat electors have done that repeatedly. Democrats have done...
Which
Democrats
one?
Have done the same thing.
In Wisconsin,
tried
there's
to criminalize
been fake slates of electors?
So he just admitted it.
No, it's happened in different states.
I didn't come prepared
to give you the exact states, but it's happened repeatedly. It has happened repeatedly. Just go check the books.
Which books?
I mean, there have been alternate slates of electors by Democrat electors in our history. Again, this wasn't what this interview was going to be about. I'll come in and provide you the information, but I'm
absolutely
certain
about
that.
Okay, I look forward to your office sending that information. We'll publish it if it's accurate.
We'll do that.
He really tapped out with his own, he'd be like, that's not even like what this interview was supposed to be about. Motherfucker, that is a topic that you introduced into the discussion.
I thought we were going to talk about my music. I have a new album coming out. Like, what the fuck did you think was...
Oh, yeah. My God. So, yes, this is kind of the state of things with his brain. Or I guess that's a genuine intellectual rebuttal to someone saying, which books? And just go, that's actually like not what even this interview is about.
Or would you keep repeating the same thing over and over?
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, oh, you lost.
Let me try it in this tone now. Democratic electors have been
doing it all the time.
All the time. There's check the books again. The books. Wow.
But like he said, he's like, I'm absolutely certain about that. Now, can I tell you what the books are or who the people involved are? Nope.
Did we find any books? Do we know what he was even talking about?
No, I mean, that's what he does, like, because he's used to just going on like Newsmax and saying shit like that and then no pushback. And he's like, yeah, dude,
He has that thing when you know a man is in trouble when they can't like open their eyes when they're talking. Like, his eyes are closed squinting. Like for most of the time that he's talking. He's like, he's just squinting or closing his eyes.
100%. 100%.
Amazing. Ugh. What a specimen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to Tesla, which is owned by, I believe, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Is that right? The guy from Twitter? The anti-Semitic guy? Is he owned?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
He's, yeah, yeah.
That's how we found out. X.
Yeah. Tesla is actually called X.
Blair, things have changed in this house, just so you know, since you've been away. In this house, we believe X is still called Twitter.
Oh,
yes. Thank you. Thank you. Just, no, just an update.
Science and that X is still called Twitter.
Yeah.
Mr. Jab.
From Mr. Jab.
Needles. The worst Wu-Tang nickname. Needles.
Oh, shit.
So Tesla's being forced to recall just a couple million cars due to due to problems with the autopilot system. Okay, so that's not even what this interview is supposed to be about, okay? Like, the car drives, okay?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Yes, we have been selling these on the basis that they are basically Kit from Knight Rider and can just, like, totally drive on their own, or Herbie Fully Loaded. But, yeah, this is a 2-year investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has found that the Tesla cars are just super fucking unsafe because they promise more than they can actually deliver on piloting the like thousands of pounds of metal that is wrapped around you speeding at like 80 miles per hour. They're not actually as safe as they think, which I feel like anybody who has driven on the highway and like looked to their left or right and seen somebody in a Tesla like looking for something in the backseat of their car.
Oh, dude.
While driving could have told you this shit.
I saw a guy eating like out of a styrofoam to go container.
Yes.
Like two hander like this on the fucking on the freeway the other day. And I was like, wow,
like sake digging into a salad.
Yeah.
You know? I think one of the housewives recently said that their DUI, like they were in a self-driving Tesla, and it
so it doesn't count.
Do what it was supposed to. As it call Elon, bitch.
Yeah.
Trouble.
God,
that's wild though. Too
happens all the time.
These like the cars that are affected are nearly all of the fucking vehicles sold in the United States.
Yeah. That's how many there are, I guess. That's how many Teslas. The drivers won't actually have to return their vehicles. They'll automatically receive a software update from the company. So it's like a patch that will prevent you from dying.
Oh, okay.
And that's not a joke. Some of the crashes that led to the investigation were deadly. And it's basically, if you've ever like been in a Tesla and seen somebody use the function, it's like it will start vibrating if your hands aren't on the thing. After like 15 on the, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, steering wheel.
That comes flying off.
Yeah, it does have a steering wheel that comes flying off, which is what's so cool about them. But it's supposed to, like, the whole thing is like, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to use the autopilot, is basically what the autopilot thing does. And it just, like, doesn't do that well enough. And so they need to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use the autopilot, because it's not an autopilot. It's basically a thing that helps you steer, which is not something that you really need. I don't, like, functionally, I don't know what you're supposed to. Yes. It helps you steer if you're drunk. And that's what it's
for. Can you imagine
by the way,
I am, dude, my honor. I should say, you got to knock down the charges because I was using autopilot. Yes. I knew I was not in a good condition to drive in the car, so it says on autopilot.
That would have
self-driving.
Yeah. That logic completely tracks with me when I was in my 20s. Like, I would have been like,
oh, what are you doing?
No, but like, come on, man. Like,
if this was me in college, I'd be like, dude, I'm getting a fucking Tesla the way I'm blacked out on Xanax all the time. Absolutely.
This is fine. But yeah, so autopilot can steer, accelerate, and brake automatically in its lane. The Tesla still stresses that the cars can't drive themselves and human drivers must be ready to intervene at all times. But they like stress that not publicly. They're not stressing that. And in fact, publicly, they are making videos where a car like drives itself through San Francisco and they're like, look at that. Right. We didn't even touch the steering wheel. Like, this thing is magic. Like, and then that gets debunked. Like, they're just fucking lying. This is just their whole business model is being revealed to be fraudulent.
We've learned so much about it, like from this shit to like the problem solving customer service boiler room operation where people were complaining that they needed repairs and they're like, yeah, you're fine. And just like lying to them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great business model.
The whole thing is a problem because studies have shown that once people start using automated technology, they trust it too much and zone out just generally.
Right.
And then Tesla's monitoring system for the autopilot simply like measured whether or not hands were present on the steering wheel.
Right.
Which was easy to fool. And also it led critics to point out that they should also have included cameras that monitor your eyes because they have those. I mean, they have like so much technology has that because that helps with advertising. So,
right.
Basically, everything that you use has technology that monitors your eyes. Well,
if you want to blackmail me by preventing unneeded death, go fuck yourself.
go,
is what I would say. Go fuck yourself.
G-F-Y.
Okay.
Thank Shaw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, Wayne Cannon. Oh, my God.
You really cracked the Elon Musk. Like that, for whatever reason, that performance on the New York Times really locked it in for you.
Yeah, like I had to just... It you just kind of get the cadence down. You gotta get the cadence.
Fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself. Because he doesn't say it like in a cool way. It's like, yeah, if that, go fuck yourself. It's like he's like discovering the phrase in real.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Hyperventilating.
But yeah, so the company's forced to send the updates, which will add additional controls and alerts to prompt drivers to be in full control of the car when auto steer is enabled. So why does this exist then?
To make RIP my favorite genre of porn.
Is that real? Is that
auto
one?
Steer sex? Oh, auto. There are a lot of people having sex in Teslas on
really?
Autopilot. Yeah.
That sounds like my nightmare. Those are people I'm not trying to see.
It looks like a nightmare. And I'm like, these windows are not tinted enough that. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously it's very
That's
voyeuristic.
The point.
No, exactly. they're doing it with crazy. All the windows down.
Do we have Pornhub's like search trends of the year yet? I feel like that's something we've looked at in years.
Whoa,
past.
That's like a
no,
Spotify
they're not out
wrapped.
Yet.
Yeah.
They're like nasty.
Unwrapped?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. They 2023, not out yet. Maybe they're not putting it out. But I'd
it's
be
just
curious
so
to see where Tesla autopilot sex is on
right.
that list.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some bullshit. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back.
We're back.
And BuzzFeed has dropped what I hope will be a tradition going forward, a tradition unlike any other. Mm-hmm. That is 2023's most out of touch celebrity moments. And I had missed some of these because I don't pay that close attention to what Bryce Dallas Howard and Kim Kardashian are doing on social media.
Oh. Jack, you're missing a whole world of nonsense.
A whole new world.
And foolery. What was Bryce Dallas? I remember she was getting like the Nepo baby thing. Like,
yeah.
I think that was that what was going on. It,
yeah.
With that?
So in May, she did an Instagram post that was about the challenges of breaking into the film industry. And
your
in
dad
the comments,
is Ron Howard.
Like,
yeah.
One of the most successful directors working and has like a massive production company.
Right.
And your first roles were, oh, let me see here, in Ron Howard films, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas. By the way, she does have the perfect nose. I feel like the noses of the Who's in that movie were modeled off of her.
Oh. Damn, I would die to be a Who.
Oh, you kind of have like a great Who vibe. Yeah.
I would,
Cindy Lou Who?
I think I would kill it as a Who.
I would fucking murder them.
Are you like the Who that they're all like, they're like, Blair's kind of like not, a little different than us, right? It's like, what's up, motherfuckers?
No, I got a lot of love and holiday cheer in my heart to spread around. I think I fit right in. I think they would be like, you're the Who that we never knew we missed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Petition to have Blair transported to Whoville.
There we go. Also, she was in A Beautiful Mind, which I didn't even realize.
Wow.
I gotta
watch that.
You gotta rewatch A Beautiful Mind.
To see Bryce Dallas Howard.
That shit hits different when you realize Bryce Dallas Howard's in it.
And see her out of touch celebrity moments.
That was used as an example of teeth acting. Someone was like, oh yeah, you remember Russell Crowe's teeth in A Beautiful Mind?
That's no.
No.
He's tooth acting?
He's tooth acting.
I didn't know.
Tooth acting, tenactum.
Yeah.
All right. We also got Kim Kardashian promoting a wildly expensive, totally unnecessary, according to medical science, MRI scan for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
The pre-nuvo scan is what the fuck it was.
In an August Instagram post, Kim Kardashian promoted a $2,499, so kind of a deal, a medical scan, which, sorry, did I say scam or scan?
It doesn't matter.
Medical,
they're interchangeable.
Either way. Actually, both are correct, which isn't covered by insurance because it's, according to medicine, completely unnecessary. It's her in a picture next to an MRI machine. I believe she is wearing figs, like the form-fitting medical scrubs. And she
wrote...
Someone
knows. Wait, that's a thing? They got sexy medical scrubs?
I mean, they're not like they're just
sexy, but they're cut.
You've seen medical scrubs. They are like cut to fit
box.
And, exactly.
They're
just, for Roblox people.
Yeah, exactly. They're like built for Minecraft characters. And yeah, figs were just like, what if we like recognized that humans wore these?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, Kim said, I recently did this at Prenuvo scan and had to tell you all about this life-saving machine. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share. Hashtag not an ad.
That's a potent endorsement, I guess. But like to your point, I like that the American College of Preventative Medicine and the American College of Radiology, they're both like, this is nonsense. It's not necessary. Yeah. It's not. This isn't something you need. But hey, it saved some of her friends' lives.
But it is, if you talk to doctors, like a thing, everybody's like, I think I'm going to need an MRI on this one to confirm what's going on in there.
It is good, though, that they say that, though, because like I saw that and I mean, I'm very easily influenced. So one of my flaws, I was like, I need that. I need that.
Right.
My head hurts. I didn't breathe that deeply for a second.
Right.
I need that Kim Kardashian.
I need that MRI. Kim Kardashian MRI.
It's really
That'll
good
save me.
Bit in the David Wayne movie The Ten, where these two neighbors get competitive about collecting CAT scan machines. They're like, there's like an arms race between two neighbors collecting CAT scan machines, and I feel like that is, we're not far from that. Like people are going to be like, I got my own damn MRI machine at home. And
I just love the way that this country just makes money off of deep medical issues in humanity.
Yeah, right.
And neurotic people.
It's soulful. Know? Yeah, I'll throw myself. It's a soulful nation, and I'll throw myself in the neurotic group.
I would love like if it was somehow a scam and it just about like it was just somehow like tracking like your brain activity to be like, okay, we've downloaded another person with the prenuvial scan.
It's a Thanos girl. She's working from prison.
There it is. There's also a trend of rich celebrities pretending to be working class. There's a moment in the Beckham documentary where Victoria Beckham claimed to come from a working class background. And like David Beckham was like, what?
She was like, my father would bring me to school and pick me up. And David Beckham's like, in what kind of car? He's like, it's not really relevant. It's not
actually
relevant.
He said, in what kind of car?
In what kind of car was it? A Rolls Royce. She's like, a Rolls Royce.
What? <It's> like, wow. A Rolls Royce?
and then he looks at the camera.
BMW
and he's like,
or something.
Yo. No. He like looks at the camera. He's like, is this your queen?
A Rolls Royce.
Yeah, because Beckham definitely had a different upbringing than Victoria Beckham, but I love how he couldn't stand for the cosplay like that. He's like, taking
I mean, her name was Posh Spice. Like, that was her whole... You can't go back on that.
It wasn't like Trade Spice, you know, because she's a tradie or something like that.
Right. Then there were celebrities actually cosplaying as people with real jobs. Charli D'Amelio worked as a Walmart cashier for, I think, like one belt's worth of food.
Hell yeah.
In a video to promote her new snack brand. But she was like, just so, found it so amusing to be like, and then what do? You do like this? Oh, okay,
it?
Here I am. I'm scanning the groceries.
Oh my gosh. You guys must love your jobs.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran worked at a Starbucks. I had missed that. But
that's like going in the trenches, though. We got to give him that one. I mean, that job, whenever I go to Starbucks, I go, these men and women are the bravest people I have ever met. The things they go through, what people tell them, I'm like, I would blow my brains out. I mean, these people yapping in their ear about fucking almond milk and shit.
Yeah.
Oat milk. Oat milk. Come on now. You know how we get down in LA.
Oh, you're sick.
Damn, you moved on to oat milk?
You know, you watched it. You heard the oat milk.
Yeah. No,
you heard,
I heard
my views on oat milk.
I'm dropping little references here and there, you know, from the special for people to get involved, get invested.
Not a fan?
I am not a fan. Absolutely not.
Feels like it has a little more viscosity. It's a little more like, I don't know.
It's the best of the fake milks, I'll say.
Wow.
Like, we're doing too much. How do we even get to oats? Oats are not milkable. We've gotten way too, we've strayed too far.
You sound like American dairy lobby right now.
We need to and come maybe back. What's
next? They did help pay for the hour, but
the taste is abhorrent. We need to be honest.
I truly love milk so much.
Cow's milk?
Yeah, I really do. And the fact that they have lactose-free milk now is like, why are we doing anything else?
I need that toast, bro. I need that toast.
Oh, the toast fucks me up. And we have a lot of non-lactose digesting individuals in my household.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
It really, like, I don't notice a difference between lactose-free. Like, does anybody make the claim that they're like, no, this tastes like shit without the lactose?
Actually, I've never even tried like lactate.
Never tried it either.
Well, it used to be just a product made by Lactaid, which are the people who make the chalky little chewables that you eat before you have lactose. And so that was kind of gross. Like, that got lactose-free milk off on a bad foot. Mm-hmm. But now, like, all the regular milk companies have lactose-free milk. And it's tastes exactly the same.
I did not know that. See, I have learned so much in this short time together. It is crazy. I've always seen Lactaid, but it sounds so pharmaceutical. It keeps me
exactly.
far away.
Right.
It got us off on the wrong foot. But try lactose-free milk if you don't fuck
dare?
With like almond.
I will.
Or,
thank you. Yeah. I love a challenge.
Yeah, and also if you dare.
Yeah, you're fucking built for it.
Yeah, David Letterman made a video in which he pretended to work at a grocery store. We'll forgive him for that. I cannot. Prince William served veggie burgers out of a food truck and looked but wildly uncomfortable. But this was, I think, his attempt to be like, I'm the people's prince, not Harry. Right. Look at me.
He's like using like fucking hand sanitizer every time he hands something off to a regular person. He's like, oh, my God. OK, what's the next one?
All right. Anyways, shout out to BuzzFeed because talking a lot of shit about how bad the internet is these days, and that it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is written by AI now, it turns out, it looks like. But BuzzFeed still doing their thing out there.
Yep. Hashtag not an ad.
Hashtag not an ad.
Hashtag green nouveau scan saved my life. Hashtag, hashtag really though. Hashtag not kidding. Hashtag just kidding.
Hashtag beautiful on the inside and the outside. Hashtag. Thank you. All right. Hashtag this Christmas gift will change your life by getting you to finally shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Put your ass on mute.
I'm all ears, bitch.
Okay. So we talk about all the time on the show, like how we're always as every day getting closer to like a WALL-E type world.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you guys think of this thing. If it's dystopian or useful. So there's this picture, if you could all look in the doc, that is not a virtual oral sex simulator. That's actually a device called a MuTalk. And if and you're like thinking like, what the fuck is this? A guy's wearing a VR headset with like a box strapped to his mouth. And you're like, so if it isn't a cunnilingus simulator, then what is it? Well, it's a Bluetooth device that serves as a microphone. But here's the thing. It also slightly muffles the sound of your voice. So people nearby can only kind of hear what you're talking about.
Does it like suck the words out of your mouth? Like someone speaking from beyond the veil in a horror movie? Like it sounds like it's being spoken backwards?
No,
that's
it's
what I want.
Okay, look, if you're really into the science of it, it's using something called the Helmholtz resonator principle, which is just a muting effect. I don't know, man. It's about like taking
it's
different.
A Helmholtz.
It's
no
a Helmholtz
more.
Resonator.
Say less, man.
Thank you.
It's a Helmholtz resonator.
Exactly. Resi. It's using car mufflers and things like that. It's like, I don't know. Look, I'm not a science guy. I'm only into weird digital S&M products. That's why this thing caught my eye. But like, so it's being marketed as a device for people who are on the phone, who like want to be on a wild ass conversation in public or something, or at gamers. That way you don't wake your family while just getting totally pwned on Fortnite or some shit. And so I get
one of these things on Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. Please? Yeah. That's going to be on.
Can we send a pack of these to Congress? Maybe.
Thanks, Bill Maher. But yeah, I mean, I get the need for something like this if I guess you're a loud talker in public, but it just doesn't make sense fully.
Blair, what are your thoughts on a device like a fucking box you that talk. You strapped to your mouth?
I'm conflicted, honestly.
Yeah.
There's part of me that loves the idea, but then also if I get the fantastical side of my brain, it's like, that sounds cool. The other more responsible high school principal in me says we must stop this now before we are taken over.
Yeah. What's next?
It looks like a viewfinder, like that one, you know, like it looks like a viewfinder that goes over your mouth.
It looks like an Oculus for your mouth.
Oculus is such a sick word.
Oculus rules. Yeah, that they great. They got the good name. Bad they guy got good this, name. Yeah.
They should call it the talk you less.
Like
talk
that.
You less.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you talk fucking sucks. I was that talk. Was my main note for this is that the it looks like an S&M device and it the name sucks. It sounds like a like something having to do with mucus or something. But
yeah. The, it's like
talk you less, Miles.
Look.
How Rudd. Are you every not day. A billionaire? I ask myself that every day.
Because I have so much debt that all my billions go to servicing my debt. I have billions in debt, Jack. So even if I was.
I am under
somehow I have $1 billion worth of debt. But the reviews are also decidedly meh. Like people are like, I don't know, you can use it. It kind of sounds like it's definitely muffled, but your kind of mouth has to get used to talking like in this little tiny box the whole time. Mm-hmm. But the company behind this is Japanese. Which now makes a lot more sense to me because since being audible in public is like peak rudeness, like you do not want to be out here on your phone in public. So I guess like if you absolutely had to, this is like the wave. But they also, this same company makes this other device called the Wear Space. And it's like horse blinders for a human. It looks like a, it's like a noise canceling headset that can basically like envelop your entire head. Blair, I know you're laughing just by looking at this thing.
I gotta make a hard turn and say this. Actually, this company seems suited for my needs because I was like, that sounds like my heaven. I am trying to check out. Yeah. Take me blind. Take me
to horse blinder town.
Blind me, mute me,
mute
right?
Me.
Gag me. Right. Yeah.
Put me in the Matrix. This
shit
how they describe
all
it.
Looks like. Like you know how every year there's a new American Horror Story like. Cover art that comes out.
Right.
Like, this all looks like that shit to me. Like it just
Between the Wear Space and MuTalk. The Wear Space from the designers is quote, it's a device that allows users to wear a personalized space equipped with noise cancellation technology and a partitioning function that visually blocks portions of the space. It allows
a horse blinder. It's not a space.
They're horse blinders.
You're not wearing space. You're wearing a horse blinder.
You stay in your lane. It also allows wearers to, quote, instantly create a psychological boundary with their surroundings and acquire a personal space while being in such open environments.
Blair's Let's fucking so go! Psyched.
Yeah. Blair just did 10 burpees.
I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, that's incredible, actually. That's
psychological barrier.
This is coming up. Give me that psychological barrier. I've been searching for that my whole life.
It's like, this is interesting, too. It says it's equipped with a visual angle adjustment mechanism, which just sounds like some kind of, like, bendable thing to just maybe block off your field of vision. Operated by opening, closing the partition, a noise cancellation function, and a sound filtering function that allows users to customize only those sounds they don't want to miss, such as someone calling their name or knocking on the door.
This does invent a new rudest thing to do when someone asks you a question.
Slide this
put
on.
One of those on.
And then block yourself.
Yeah.
Off.
And then look at them again and then put the mute talk over your mouth.
I need one of those. I need one of those. I will spend all my money on that.
How would you use this horse blinder for humans? Like what context are you thinking? Okay, this has Blair Saki written over.
I'm thinking 23 hours a day I come out for 1 hour. It's like, I've always looked at turtles. I've been so extremely jealous of turtles. I say they can just retract inside their home, built in. It's incredible. Say, no, thank you. Going back inside now.
Right.
Someone's mid-conversation. The turtle just goes back, bye-bye, in the shell. And this would be like that for me.
Yeah, like a
like a online dating app date isn't going well. And you're like, actually, just one second while you're talking about crypto. Hold on. Let me get this one. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Blair is no longer Blair? In this conversation right now.
Yeah.
I do like that it has like ego adjustments. So it's like, I mean, the one thing you do want to cut through is someone saying your name.
Yeah.
So, you know, that will wake you out of your digital coma.
How does it learn your name?
Or I have a feeling like I don't know.
You can just open it up a little bit more.
Yeah. It's probably like any noise canceling stuff that can kind of give you brief like sound filtering. But
yeah,
again, this thing is it's all very futuristic. I don't know what it's saying about us.
Talk about mother's little helper. Just tune those kids out, baby. Talk shit about them to your friends and into the Mew talk.
Right. They're like, I can't believe him. He's so fucking embarrassing, my kid.
So fucking selfish. Anyways. True nightmare that we're living in. But also,
I mean, for some a fantasy. As we've learned, Blair, this thing might be purpose built for you.
Oh no, I mean this person we've never met, but they're my greatest lover of all time. They're in my soul, they're in my spirit, they're in my mind, body, spirit, soul.
You just see a couple both wearing wear spaces with Mutox, like just like holding hands.
That's my dream. That's my literal dream.
Yeah. Wow. Like, I just like to feel that someone's there. I don't want to acknowledge them really beyond that.
That is beyond pure romance in my heart.
Oh, fuck.
Amazing. Well, Blair, as always, truly a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Are you guys kidding me? This was my freaking honor. I can't even believe it. I miss the Zeitgang. I miss the Zeitgeist. I miss it all. It's great to be back.
We miss you
too. I just
want
to say thanks for
too.
Watching my special. You know, it's a big deal. It's put your heart in. So it's like the last 10 years of my life. I'm really proud of it. So I would love for you guys to go watch it. It's on Veeps. You can access it in the link in my bio any of my social media, my website, blairsocky.com.
And we will link off to it in the footnotes.
Oh, yeah. And my social media, if you're not following me, but I think you probably are because we're old friends, is at Blair Socky, BlairSocci.
You know what I fucking still think about, Blair, is when how you talked about how you had the reply guy called Piss Freak 420 or whatever. And then replied to you. It's like, it's this thing I always think about. And I use the phrase Piss Freak all the time as like my own mental reference to you tweeting about this reply guy.
Well, it was a crazy moment when he left for like a few months and I didn't know where he went. And then I put the call out to the universe and he returned. And then everyone was like joined in. Like,
right.
It was like a missing,
missing reply guy reunion.
Yeah.
Amazing. Incredible. Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Well, I was wondering about that, but then I just saw this, where did it go? This post where, I lost it. It was so freaking funny about this girl catching her boyfriend cheating by knowing that her best friend had a peanut allergy. And so she gave her boyfriend a blowies. And then her BFF later had to go to the emergency room for anaphylactic shock. And that's how she's a detective, goddamn freaking nuclear physicist detective.
Whoa. Wait, did she like give him a blowy with peanut butter in her mouth or something?
Yeah. So sinister and incredible. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's sorry. That wasn't that appropriate. I also like the show The Buccaneers, if anyone.
No, those are both great recommendations.
Because I lost the tweet like a devil, and so I just told a disgusting story, but the tweet was really funny.
Oh, man. That's wild. Like, I can't believe that hasn't happened in a movie yet, but it's going to now. That's fucked up. Miles, where can people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Find me on, you know, the @-based platforms at Miles of Gray. Find Jack and I on our basketball podcast. Miles and Jack got Matt Boosties. Recently had fellow Bruin on Ryan Hollins. So that was a nice little bit.
Ooh, I remember him.
Yeah, me too. We was there at the same time. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that was a fantastic episode. And also, if you like 90 Day Fiancé, check me out on 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra. Let's see. Is there any tweet I like? Here's one from at James J. Hake, H-A-E-C-K. There's a picture from the Nintendo CEO that says, when Nintendo had massive drops in revenue from the less successful Wii U, Satoru Iwata cut his pay in half for 5 months to pay for it rather than blame others or lay off workers. And that was just kind of like this thing that was being, you know, shared. And you're like, wow, wow.
Damn.
Wow. And it said also he tweeted, once upon a time in 2014, when they took hot, he talks about cut his own pay by 50%. Legendary game designer Shigeru Miyamoto willingly took a 30% cut. Other board members also cut their pay by 20%. And it's just like, it seems like a fucking fantasy thing.
Yeah,
this
never.
Country. It's like, oh,
couldn't
fuck.
Be us. Couldn't be couldn't the United be me States.
CEO taking a pay cut?
Come on.
No fucking no. way.
It's just a bunch of, like, 2,000 people are going to be fired. That's yeah. how it works. Mattel? Nah, we're just firing all the people. Not us. Not the board. Mm-mm. Not the CEOs. Mm-mm. Some works of media I've been enjoying, obviously, Live from the Big Dog. We will link off to that in the footnotes. Blair's Hour special. I also enjoyed this tweet from at iPod MacBook, who tweeted, yeah, I'm excited for Dune 2. Dune to others as I would have them Dune to me. You can find holy me on shit. Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. And this might be, is it if it's the one you were playing before we started recording, this might be my favorite of
oh
the
we
year.
Went out on that one I
did
think
we go out on that before?
All
right. The one that the Baby Keem one from
Fred
days
again
ago.
Yeah, leave me alone. Let's see, I think we will go out on Diamond Cafe's track Say You Will. You know, it has very nice like throwback R&B vibes, very 80s kind of R&B, but pop kind of, you know, feels like something that would have been like Prince adjacent kind of thing. But check this out. It's a nice, easy track, got a nice little melody. So this is Say You Will by Diamond Cafe.
All right. We will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.